Well, amid the brittle parliament and the heated debate over just about every bill and every vote, the Press Gallery journalists and the politicians will dance the night away tonight at the parliamentary midwinter ball, the Press Gallery midwinter ball. The money raised from the ball goes to charity, and at auction to try and raise some of their funds is access to our dear leaders. Journalist and ball committee member Malcolm Farr joins us now in our Parliament House studios. Malcolm, welcome back.
Thank you, sir, ma'am.
Get it right. Malcolm, let the market set the level. The auction with our politicians, how much are they worth?
They're worth a fair bit of dough. For example, either a meal with the Prime Minister for four or joining her to watch the Western Bulldogs play is so far at $7,600, and that will pick up closer to the close of bidding on eBay. You can find these bids and how to bid if you go to the Midwinter Ball website, midwinterball.com.au, and click the eBay tag there. Mm-hmm. So that's for the Prime Minister, $7,600. For the opposition leader, slightly less, but I expect this to pick up too. Mm-hmm. A surf and turf barbecue with Tony Abbott, with assistant chefs Joe Hockey providing steaks, Nigel Scullion providing mud crabs, and Warren Inch providing croc. That's a pretty big deal too.
Lovely. And I've done a note on the website that Joe Hook is providing the steaks from his own property.
That's right. He's got a property up the north of the state, I believe, yeah.
And how many people get to attend the barbecue?
I think that was four or eight.
And how much is that raised?
So far, $7,000. But again, I expect that to jump up a bit.
I didn't prep you for this, but can you recall how much the PM and that Tony Abbott raised last year?
No, I can't, but it was a lot higher than that. I really can't remember because there are strategic bidders who sit back and wait and then plunge at the last minute. Mm-hmm. So we can expect both amounts to go up significantly. And can I add, all the money goes direct to charity, to the charities we've nominated for the ball. There are no admin charges or anything like that.
And who are the charities?
Well, the charities are there's two local charities. One is Asperger Autism Charity. Another one, a cerebral palsy charity, which I particularly like, not because the others are bad, but this is in building a facility for kids with cerebral palsy, which is specially built for them with all sorts of facilities and furniture inside just for them. And we think we might raise enough to cover the entire cost of that building, which will be absolutely
how much
a
money
treat.
Would that need to be?
Around $100,000.
And how much do you think the ball will raise this year?
We hope that we're going to get somewhere knocking on the vicinity of $300,000. That's not just from the auction, of course, but also our very, very generous sponsors who buy tables to attend.
And just before we leave the auction, going to movies with Bob Carr is a new feature this year. How's that going?
Well, I'm surprised and disappointed. It's only at about $2,000, but I think it'd be a ripper. A private screening during the Canberra International Film Festival for 20 plus a cocktail party with Bob Carr giving his reading of the film and having a discussion afterwards. I think that would be an absolute hoot for 20 people. So far, just $2,000.
Doesn't get any better than that. What about dinner with four journalists? Are you one of them?
Yes, I am. Well, I think there've been
many
stories.
Going cheap, eh?
But it really is. I'm flabby. I think that a lot of relatives have been bidding for us, but that's at $2,500. But there's also offers to go with Malcolm Turnbull on the harbour on his boat. That's mm-hmm. at $4,000. And equally at $4,000 is lunch or dinner with Kevin Rudd for four. That's going for $4,000 at the moment. That will go up. The Smarties are looking at the Qantas, two business class tickets, essentially around the world, but the details are there. So far, $12,855. That's a pretty good deal. And then, as you said, a dinner at the National Press Club boardroom, which is a pretty classy joint. I don't know if the company's classy, with four journalists. Myself, Chris Uhlman from the ABC, Mark Riley from Channel 7, and Steve Lewis. I think Steve might have some stories to tell.
Man of the moment. What price access? Just before I let you go, Malcolm, I know you've got to go and press the suit and get ready for tonight. But I'm just wondering how the mood in the room is going to be. I mean, politics is absolutely, you know, a blood sport at the moment, it would seem. It's hard to... The whole point of the ball was to get people together in a lighter atmosphere, but I can't imagine that at the moment. Are you worried about that?
More by accident. Well, no, not by accident. We really pulled the right rein a couple of months ago when we decided that we had to make this as frivolous as possible, if you know what I mean, the ball, because the political pressure is so great. Normally at the start of the ball, we have this retrospective video of the year that was, and we thought, if we have a retrospective video, people are going to be slashing their wrists with their butter knives before the main course arrives. So instead, Mark Jessop, whom you would know from Channel 9, has put together this sensational clip of a Black Eyed Peas song, but with members of Parliament and members of the press gallery miming to it. And I can say no more. And you may never see it, because we've vowed to everybody who took part that we will only show it at the ball and nowhere else. And it is just a sensation. If that doesn't lift the joint and get it laughing and remove some of those toxic notions, if I can call them that, nothing else will. We're out to have some fun and raise some money for charity.
Well, I'm sure we'll be seeing it, and I hope it works, because the PM and the opposition leader traditionally give a light-hearted speech at these things, and I'd be wanting to hear that. Also wondering what the seating, how much work went into the seating plan. Malcolm, have fun tonight.
It was delicate. Yes, we will. Thank you, Fran.
Thanks so much for joining us. Malcolm Farr, news editor, national affairs editor, rather, for news.com, a long-time member of the Press Gallery and a member of the Press Gallery Midwinter Ball Committee. And the Midwinter Ball tonight, and they're hoping with the money raised but tonight's ball, that over the time that the ball has been going on, and it's about 10 years now, I think, they will have raised $2 million, more than $2 million for charity.